On this week's edition of Tourism Roundup, Minister Edmund Bartlett calls on every Jamaican to protect this vital sector. And we travel to Negril in our No Jamaica segment. Stay with us. To a place called Jamaica.
Tourism remains the largest source of foreign exchange earnings for our economy, earning $2.5 billion last year, while providing tens of thousands of jobs and fueling numerous other sectors such as agriculture, manufacturing, transportation, and entertainment.
The Caribbean's leading personality for outstanding services to tourism and Jamaica's Minister of Tourism, Edmund Bartlett. He says the sector has the potential to benefit all Jamaicans, and this will be facilitated by concentrating on five key areas. These are known as the five pillars of tourism growth.
These pillars are tapping into new markets, developing new products, promoting new investments, building new partnerships, and renewal of our human capital.
These five pillars will see the Tourism Ministry promoting Jamaica as the ideal destination for food, sports and entertainment, health and wellness, shopping and knowledge. Minister Bartlett says the soon-to-be-launched Spruce Up Jamaica program will greatly assist efforts to get more Jamaicans to appreciate the importance of tourism to economic growth.
The Spruce Up Jamaica program was an initiative of the Ministry of Tourism while I served as minister from 2007 to 2011. Its emphasis was on the physical environment, mind, body and spirit, community development, partnerships through entrepreneurship, and promoting our heritage.
The program is being revitalized with modifications geared at strengthening implementation and monitoring for greater impact. Spruce Up Jamaica is aimed at fostering integration among industries and programs that impact tourism. It will also encourage the participation of communities in local area development and facilitate the creation of small and medium tourism enterprises.
Yes, tourism for all, promoting universal accessibility is our mantra. We are firmly on track, and I call on you to partner with us in our quest to transform the lives of so many of our fellow citizens through a rejuvenated and inclusive tourism sector.
Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett in his message to mark Tourism Awareness Week, September 25 to October 1. Time now for our No Jamaica segment. Negril, a shortened version of Negrillo, meaning little black ones, was named by the Spanish in 1494. There are two theories as to how it got its name. Firstly, the black cliffs south of the village, and secondly, the large amount of black eels along Negril's coast. What's without doubt, however, is that Negril's miles-long beach is among the best and most famous in the world. Negril is featured in Ian Fleming's book, The Man with the Golden Gun, written in 1965. That's it for this week's edition of Tourism Roundup. Do join us again next time. One love.
Are you a college or university student? Do you love sports and photography? If yes, then here's a special opportunity for you. Enter the Jamaica Information Service Heritage Photo Competition. Send us a high-resolution image under the theme, I Am a Champion. Photos will be judged on interpretation of the topic, originality, composition, technicality, and impact. Lots of prizes to be won. Deadline for submissions is November 6. For submission requirements and other information, visit jis.gov.jm. Call 926-3590-4, extension 2137, or send an email to heritagephoto@jis.gov.jm.
Residents of Port Antonio and its environs, the Passport Mobile scheduled for this Saturday, October 1, has been postponed. This is due to the likelihood of Jamaica being affected by Hurricane Matthew. You will be advised of a new date for the mobile. PICA urges you to take every precaution to keep safe at this time.
Here's a total, Miss Lawrence.
Wow, this is all?
Yes. NHF has increased the amount it pays for medication for children with NHF cards.
You're serious? This is good.
That's right. Effective September 1, the National Health Fund doubled the amount it pays on pharmaceuticals for NHF cardholders 18 years and under. To get more information, call the NHF at 906-1106. NHF, your health is your responsibility.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.